Morning Watch, The Preparation of the Bride, Week 5, The Righteousness of the Bride, Tuesday, Related Verses, 2 Corinthians 5, verse 21, Him who did not know sin, he made sin on our behalf, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. Ephesians 4, verse 24, And put on the new man, which was created according to God in righteousness and holiness of the reality. Colossians 3, verse 10. And have put on the new man, which is being renewed unto full knowledge, according to the image of him who created him. Matthew 5, verse 20. For I say to you, that unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and Pharisees, you shall by no means enter into the kingdom of the heavens. Matthew 6, verse 33. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Matthew 26, verse 28. For this is my blood of the covenant, which is being poured out for many for forgiveness of sins. Ephesians 1, verse 13, In whom you also, having heard the word of the truth, the gospel of your salvation, in him also believing, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of the promise. Acts 10, verse 43, To this one all the prophets testify that through his name everyone who believes into him will receive forgiveness of sins. Related reading. Because I receive the supply of the life-giving spirit in the church meetings, I very rarely miss a meeting. My only desire is to be in the meeting and to receive the supply. In particular, I enjoy the prayer meeting of the church in Anaheim. During that meeting, I am infused and saturated with the Spirit. Afterward, it seems that everything is golden and that within me, the tree of life is growing and the river of life is flowing. As a result of experiencing the Spirit living and working within us, we become righteous. Spontaneously, our inner being is transparent, crystal clear, and we know the heart of God. Immediately, without effort, we know the mind of the Lord and have a clear understanding concerning his will and work. Then what we do is according to the Lord's mind and will. This is righteousness. Many Christians have the concept that when we do something wrong, we are not right with God. This concept of righteousness is too superficial. Even when we do not do anything wrong, we still may not be right with God, for our being may not be in the mind and will of the Lord. Apparently, we are not wrong in any way. However, our entire being may be far short of being right with God. We may not be according to the Lord's mind, and what we are doing may not be his will. As long as we are not doing God's will, we are not right. Suppose a young person at school does not do anything wrong, but he does not study properly. Furthermore, when he sits in class, he is absent-minded. Outwardly, he may not be wrong, but inwardly, his whole being is wrong. In the same principle, outwardly, many saints are not wrong in anything. Actually, their being is not in the will of the Lord. If you are infused and saturated by the life-giving Spirit, your inner being will become transparent. Then you will know what is in the Lord's mind. You will also understand what the will of the Lord is. Spontaneously, you will be in his will and do his will. As a result, you become right with him. Moreover, you will realize how you should act toward others, and even how you should deal with your material possessions. Then you will become a righteous person, one who is right in small things, as well as in great things, one who is right with God, with others, and with himself. This is a person who expresses God, for his righteousness is the image of God, God expressed. If we walk according to the Spirit, we will also fulfill the commandments forbidding murder, fornication, stealing, giving false testimony, and coveting. In Romans 7, Paul tells us that he tried to overcome coveting, but he was not able to do so. Rather, he was killed by this commandment. Then he condemned himself and cried out, "Wretched man that I am, who will deliver me?" Then, in Romans 8, he could declare, "There is now then no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, for the law of the Spirit of life has freed me in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and of death." Paul also came to realize that the righteous requirements of the law were fulfilled in him automatically when he walked according to the Spirit of life. This also can be our experience today. There is no need for us to purpose to fulfill the Ten Commandments. Once again, I say that if we walk according to the Spirit of life, every commandment will be fulfilled in us unconsciously and spontaneously. Each commandment will be thoroughly fulfilled in us.